He left off yesterday. We were talking about what we consider to be the machlekes, the Ram and the Rush. Maybe the Rush didn't consider to be a machlekes, but we consider it to be a machlekes as to what exactly the problem of matzah gzula is. We seem to say that everybody's buying into the psul of matzah gzula. Unless you're old, it doesn't exist. Unless you're old, there's no such thing as matzah gzula. That's what the Ritvar raised the question. The halacha that we accept the shina kona, how do you ever have a case of matzah gzula? Once you put it in your mouth, it's already kona b'shina, but that's a different, that was a technical issue. But assuming there is such a scenario called matzah gzula, so what exactly is the problem? So the Rush was very convinced that there's a problem of matzaschem, and he built it off of the sugya about matzah shel ma'isa sheni, even though whether or not we paskin matzah shel ma'isa sheni is good or no good, mom gavoa, whether that's what mom gavoa means, doesn't mean that's already a whole other story. But tachla, says the Rush, and ageh l'ma'isa, is that there is a din of matzaschem. Matzaschem is a psul of kulei alma, and therefore matzah gzula is clearly a lacking in matzaschem, and you wouldn't be yaitzei on a level of der isa. And even though the Rush claimed that the Rambam supports that theory, so we over yesterday that the Rambam agrees l'maskana that you're not yaitzei, but the Rambam doesn't seem to present that it has anything at all to do with matzaschem. The Rambam puts it together with other things that are also biachila, tevel, etc., and the Rambam seems to accept the idea of being mitzvah babi aveira, a very, very different kind of a psul. My nafkemina, whether it's possible mishum matzaschem, possible mishum mitzvah, at the end of the day it's possible. So we started the very end of the shira to present the Shakas Aryeh's chiddush, that maybe that machlekes would have more of a nafkemina in Moror rather than the following reason. So the Shakas Aryeh introduced us a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, we read a little bit yesterday, where the Gemara quotes the view of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who for a totally different reason, mamish from left field, said that matzah shel ma'isa sheni is no good. Nothing to do with mamon gavoa, nothing to do with anything. A totally different psul, and that was the psul of lo achalti ve'oini mimenu, that ma'isa sheni is not allowed to be in be'aninus. And therefore, since the Torah requires that matzah has to be lechem oni, true, Rabbi Yosef also knew that was an ayin and an aleph, it's true, correct? But somehow Rabbi Yosef really understood that there's some kind of a connection between the words ayin and aleph and oni, and therefore we have this following derasha, that any kind of a lechem that cannot be partaken of in the state of anina, such as ma'isa sheni, is by definition going to be possible on the level of the araisa. Rabbi Akiva never heard of such a thing. We said yesterday that Rabbi Yosef Glili arrives in Kerem B'Yavna, the Gemara says in Maseches Vachim, and he starts telling you these chedushim, and the other Tanaim, they never met him, they never heard of these chedushim, and wow, Rabbi Akiva's leading the Rabbanim in Yavna, and he's saying, it's a wonderful drasha, but we don't follow such a thing. No such thing. No such halacha. But Rabbi Yosef had this chiddush gadol, and the love of their eyes said that ma'isa sheni is excluded. So at the end of the day, we may concede to Rabbi Yosef clearly did. Maybe we hold matzah shel ma'isa sheni is no good. Maybe. Maybe we hold for mamon gavoa reasons. The Rambam didn't even buy into that. Maybe there are other reasons why matzah shel ma'isa sheni is no good. That's what Mr. Alter alluded to yesterday, what it says in the Mechilta. The Mechilta has a totally different reason why ma'isa sheni is no good. Anyone know why? Mechilta's reason is Rashi Chumash quotes it actually, because b'chomosh v'seichem tochlo matzos. You have to have something that's roi lecha b'chol moshavos, which one could argue ma'isa sheni is or is not. Ma'isa sheni in the state of ma'isa sheni is not fit to be in b'chomosh v'seichem, but it could easily be what? It could be nifta, and then it can be in b'chomosh v'seichem. So we're not even quite sure whether b'chomosh v'seichem is a posel of matzah. So Rashi and Chumash, very straight, Rashi and Chumash quotes the Mechilta that is not accepted in the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole sugya about matzah shel ma'isa sheni, and the Gemara says that that's not the reason. Mechomosh v'seichem is not the reason. Mechomosh v'seichem may pass on other things, maybe matzah shel bikura, maybe other chesronos of Mechomosh v'seichem, but that particular psul of Mechomosh v'seichem happens not to apply to ma'isa sheni, the Gemara paskins, and yet Rashi, in his parashat Chumash, brings back to life that Mechilta, the other opinion of the Tanaim. That's already, when you learn the Chumash and Rashi, you have to figure out why Rashi brings down a sheet of the Mechilta, of a Tanaim. The Chilta is Tanoim, Tehillim and Tanoim, but it's not the way the Talmud Bavli presents. So that's already a question style in Rashi and Chumash, why Rashi did what he did. But we're sticking to what it says in the Gemara right now, that the other reason, the alternate reason, besides Mamon Gavoa, the alternate reason to disqualify Matzah Shemai Sashetni is because of Lechem Oni, and it's to that sheet of Rabbi Yosef Lili that Rabbi Bacham begins his Shailah. So Rabbi Bacham, as we read yesterday, poses the following shaila. Within the worldview of Rabbi Yosef Lili, there's a din of lechem oni. What would the din be about moror? What would you say? What do you think it would be about moror shel ma'isa sheni? What do you think the din should be? So if it asked me, I would say there's no reason under the sun to disqualify moror shel ma'isa sheni. lechem oni. There's no dinim oni by mar. There's dinim oni by matzah. So in a million years, I never would have had such a psul. So comes a rav and says, no, there is a psul. You know why? Because there's a hekesh of matzah tomorrow. Matzah rom yachlu. So all the psulei matzah carry over tomorrow. Even though the source, the original source to disqualify matzah clearly is irrelevant by mar. There is no dinim oni. There's the din of Maririth, there's no din of Oni, there's no din of Lechem Oni, no din of Mara Oni by Maror. Nevertheless, that's the way it is, that's the Hekesh. Kach nemar alocha, that whatever is a psul by Matzah, by definition, spills over, carries over to Mara, even though the reason doesn't really make any sense. That's the Hekesh of a Matzah, Simarim Yechluhu. So now comes the Shagasai and says, now that we know that information, that there's a Hekesh, even though between you and me, the original application of the Hekesh is only said within Rabbi Yosef Lili, which we happen not even paskin like, because we don't accept Rabbi Yosef Lili in Mas altogether, so the Hekesh is meaningless for us. But as we've seen many, many times, like Rashi writes in Subastaf and Zion, that Eilu Ve'ilu Divir Likim Chaya means that even Shitas that are not accepted L'Halacha, there's a tremendous element of truth and aspects of truth in them, and every once in a while, we will follow that shita, so to speak, in a different scenario. It means we'll extract the truth out of any given shita, and it will play out halacha l'maisa. So here's a perfect example, says the Shagas Aryeh. We're taking a Gemara within the view of Rabbi Yosef Lili that was not accepted by most of the Torah, it's not accepted l'halacha, and we're going to say, well, it's true. We don't accept the consequences, the ramifications of the Hekesh vis-a-vis Maisa Sheki, because we, quite frankly, believe that even by matzah it's okay, but we do accept the Hekesh. We do accept that principle that matzahs and mar are kibbutz. We do say the poskach matzahs and mirchlu. We also believe in this hekesh of matzahs and mar mirchlu. So my nafkamina for us, says the Shagas Aryeh, I'll tell you nafkamina for us. What if you could find another psul of matzah that is relevant for us? Not Rabbi Yosef Lili's Aini that's not relevant. What if you'd find another psul that is relevant? So I'm looking for a psul matzah. Give me a think of a psul matzah. Give me a psul matzah that we can begin to discuss vis-a-vis Mara. Now don't tell me something silly like, oh well, just as matzah has to be baked l'shma, so tomorrow has to be made l'shma. That's silly. Why is that silly?
You don't make Mara.
Good. Okay, very good. Just as matzah has to be done within 18 minutes, so tomorrow's got to grow within 18 minutes. So that's silly also, okay? So again, there are a lot of silly things we could say. We don't say silly things. There are enough silly things out of the world. We want a hekesh that's going to have some meaning for us. So I need a psul. Give me something that it's a gezeiras hakasa by matzah. The pasuk really doesn't exist by Mara, so logically there's no reason to carry over, but that's the hekesh. Well, that's the next one. Gozel, that's for next again. Right, you're ready for next again. Gozel! So comes the Shagadai and says, Gezeila. What do you mean Gezeila? You don't really mean Gezeila. What do you really mean? You really mean Matzaschem. What you really mean is the Din of Lachem. So now this Hekesh of Matzah tomorrow, all the Din of Matzah carry over tomorrow. So one of them was Oni, which again for us doesn't really mean anything. But the thing that does exist for us is lochem, a'i matzahaschem, which again doesn't say, a matzah sumroro rechem tochlu. There's no din of lochem by Mor, at least not in the Tosheb of Sahav. Oh, that's the chiddush of the hekesh, like the Shagas Aryeh, that whatever is true vis-a-vis matzah carries over by definition tomorrow. That's the hekesh, that's included in Rav's hekesh of matzah sumroro yochlu. And therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh with a lot of confidence, that according to the Rush, who holds that there is a din of lachem by matzah, lahalacha, and that's the reason why matzah gzula is psula, who a dinami mora goza would be possible as well. That's what the Rosh's theory is. So this is all bedasa, this is Shagas Aryeh's for, all bedasa rosh, again, carrying over the psulim of matzah to the din of mora, based on the hekesh. However, says the Shagas Aryeh, what would the din be if you don't go down the root of the rosh? What if you go down the root of the Rambam? What if you go down the root that there is no din of lachem by matzah? The Gemara said matzaschem. The Gemara said that there was a fleeting havamina within Rabbi Meir's Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa, when the whole Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa implodes on us, and the whole thing doesn't exist anymore, then the Gzeri Shava disappears. There is no real din of matzaschem. The whole din is not true. After all, even Mechalat's not true. I mean, that was the Shagas Aryeh's kasha. No, he never believed in the whole Gzeri Shava. There's a Gzeri Shava between Chal and Matzah, but there's really no din of Arisa Seichem. There's no din of Gezula to be excluded. The whole thing is the Hayot Varmiyad. So it was up to Shagas Aryeh that according to the Rambam, Mitzvah Bavir is still a psul by Matzah. So maybe we should say, well, if it's a psul by Matzah, it's a psul by Mar also. Maybe we should go down the route with the same Hekesh. We should end up at the same place. We don't want to do that because this is the Shagasai trying to find the Nafkamina between the Ram and the Rosh. So what's the problem with what I just said? Why don't we say the same, but the same spot? Just as by Matzah, Zachti Rambam, Perek Vachas, Chomz Matzah, is a psul of Mitzvah Be'Aveira, so to by Mara, there should be a psul of Mitzvah Be'Aveira. What's wrong with what I just said?
What do you need a Hekesh?
What do you need a Hekesh for? Just say, it's a Mitzvah Be'Aveira, by Mara. What's the answer? The fact that Mitzvah Be'Aveira passes by Matzah, that's not a din prati in Uchaz Matzah. That's a din kloli in Kol Torah Kula. That's rooted in Sukkah and Malachi. That's rooted in Sukkah and Chavtes and Sukkah, law of Mitzvah B'Aveira. That's rooted in, maybe there's a din of Mitzvah B'Aveira by Sukkah back in Chavtes, maybe yeah, maybe no. That's rooted in Kol HaTorah Kula. Is there a din of Mitzvah B'Aveira, or is there not? Make up your mind. If there is, then wonderful. And if there's not, then great. So comes the Shagasai and says, so let's analyze this din kloli, a Mitzvah B'Aveira, vis-a-vis Matzah, and then vis-a-vis Morah. So vis-a-vis Matzah, the Ram Shet B'Ferish, there is. The Shalmi Shet B'Ferish, there is. There's no reason to believe that there isn't. What about by Mora? Do we have reason to believe that Mitzvah B'Aveira may not apply to stolen Mora? Is there reason to believe that or not? Nothing to do with that. The Hekesh is not going to help me. The Hekesh is not going to help me, not going to hurt me. The Hekesh means the Dinim Pratiim of Matzah spill over and carry over to Mora. So the din of Mitzvah B'Aveira, if it exists, is nothing to do with Hilchos Matzah. It's not a parsha for Matzah. It's a din of Kol Torah Kula. So it's a Kol Torah Kula Shaila. Is Mara the type of a mitzvah that lends itself to Mitzvah B'Aveira or not? What's the answer to that question? Who knows? If I were to ask you, after learning all the Lulav HaGozel for the last 6 months, what do you think the din is? Should there be a din of Mitzvah B'Aveira by Mara or not? If there is by Matzah, should there be by Mara or not? What do you think? You don't see why not? Oh, wait a second. Is the Mitzvah Mara, Mitzvah Deraisa, Mitzvah Derabonon? What is more of his manazes? The Gemara, Amar Rav, a matzah is manazes deraisa. They have to eat matzahs. But more of his manazes on midrabbanon. Why? Because the mitzvah midraisa of moror is formulated as packaged together with the korban pesach. Matzah miyachlu who refers to the korban pesach, and therefore, if you don't have pesach, you don't have more midraisa. So why do we have more of his manazes? It's a mitzvah midrabbanon. So we recite a bracha shekhi shalom to the mitzvah mor. It's a real bona fide mitzvah midirabon. It's a chilam mor midirabonon. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. If it's only a mitzvah derabonon, who's going to tell me a little bit? Is there a problem with mitzvah b'aveira by mitzvah derabonon? Fill me in, Rabbi Yisrael. According to who, it's a machlokes who and who. You just have to fill in those three who's. According to who, it's a machlokes who and who. Who's the first who? Who? No, not reason. Because we're saying it by matzah, even by non-ritzah. According to who, it's a machlokes who and who. Three who's. Come on. The trivia question. This is like a lulav hagozel. Come on. This is like a fahar question. It just sums up. It just connects all the threads. Come on. According to who, it's a machlokes who and who. About who's the first who? Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the little teeny weeny Tosfos, right? Machlokes din who and who? You can cheat and look back at the Lamed. They do appear in Lamed, but I'm looking for. Koytas machlokes din who? Everyone who has Gemara, this is your test. Yes, we are learning Masechta Sukkah still. I give you a hint. First generation Amoraim. Thank you. Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel. Remember all the way back in Daf Lamed, there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Are you Yotze with Lulav HaGozel after the first day? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's a Rabbi Vera. And Shmuel said, yep, you are. So what was the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So there was a machlokes, have you shown him what the machlokes was? Let's chazer again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzvah B'Aveira passes lulav after the first day. And Shmuel says it's okay. Why does Shmuel say it's okay? So the Halakha of Baal HaMor that we referenced already yesterday, back from 6 months ago, what does the Baal HaMor say? Because Shmuel denies hekel, bikol, kol, lock, stock, and barrel, the whole din of Mitzvah B'Aveira. Never heard of it, doesn't exist. Never heard of Malachi, never learned Navi, never heard of him, right? Never heard of Mitzvah B'Aveira, according to Shmuel. But we're not going down the Balamor right now. We're accepting the much more toned down version of Shmuel. And who is the toned down version of Shmuel? Who had the much more, almost narrower version of Shmuel? Much smaller version of Shmuel. Shmuel does accept Mitzvah Aveh B'Ikaron, but he parts ways with Yechon by Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Who says that? That's a little teeny, one half a line Tais in the bottom of Lamed and Aleph, that by Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon are fighting it out. Is there a din of Mitzvah B'Aveira on Mitzvah D'Rabbanan or not? That's the Rekurs B'Chalakis. So Rabbi Yechon said, yeah, called the Tigur Rabbanan came there. I said Tigur, and Shmuel says, no, you don't always say that rule. So that's machlokes according to Tosos. So the three who's are Tosos, Lamed, and Aleph is machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel. So comes the Shekes Ayin and says, in light of this Tosos, in light of that machlokes, now we have to ask ourselves, so Tak, what's the din by Mara Gozel? If I've stolen more, what's the din? So if you hold that stolen matzah is psula because of a din prati of lachem, arisaseichem atzaschem. So din and pratiim always spill over based on the hekesh, and then for sure you're done. You finish history, you can't eat stolen mora. But if you hold there is no such din, that din was rejected. That was a fleeting havamina on Lamed Hey, never made it past the bottom of Lamed Hey, Aleph. And the real reason, as the Rambam says, like the Yerushalmi says, why matzah zula is psula, is because of mitzvah b'aveira. So the hekesh is not going to help you. The hekesh doesn't work on dinim klolim. The hekesh works on dinim pratiim of matzah. Matzah think a dinim carry over the hekesh. The din klali has to go back to the drawing board, back to the regular rules of mitzvah b'aveira, and ask yourself, is mora a type of a mitzvah that's the psula mitzvah b'aveira? And the answer of the Shagasai is that according to Tosfos, it's about chlekes Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, because mora b'zman hazeh. Feirush, Gemara and Rav, in the end of Avi Pesach, it was only midir rabbon. How do we pass it on that? That was a big machlekes. Machlekes is Rishayin, machlekes Shulchan Aruch. That's not so simple at all. Who remembers a little extra credit for, I don't know if extra credit for what, but extra credit in Shemayim, as to what was that machloikis Tosfos and Balamor based on? Tosfos whole shtickel Torah that the Gemara is talking about mitzvah aveira by derabbanan, which is now the engine that's driving the Shagas Aryeh. Because the Shagas Aryeh just discovered a nafka mina between the Rambam and the Rosh and the Sugya Ma. Six plot later, the Shagas Aryeh discovered a nafka mina in Mor HaGozel. Mara Gozel depends on Tosfos and Daf Lamed's version of the who and the who's. And who remembers, what did that have to do with? That Machlaikis, why did Tosfos learn that the Machlaikis Shmuel Rabbi Yechon was only under Rabbanans? What prompted Tosfos to learn that way? Why did the Balamor disagree? Who remembers? Because Tosfos learned in Daf Lamed that the entire Sugya in Daf Lamed was talking about what? The whole Shachmatai about Yom Sheni was talking about what? We're talking about Cholamoy. We're talking about not just Cholamoy. We're talking about Lulav. When? What history? What time in history? Post Churban. Remember, Taisa said when the Gemara says Lulav Agozav Yavesh Pasul Lo Bishlam Yavesh Hadavid and Valeika. Taisa learned that was talking about when post Churban the Kodesh Rabbi Yechim and Zakei. And Taisa got into a whole tizzy about what was Taisa's whole Bekasha, a little Chazak. But the whole parak is connecting the dots. You have to learn the whole parak in one picture. Tosfos got into a big problem because it says you need lulav hayavish's puzzle after the first day, which is done in Dirabon and Gevalt Keshrig. And how does that jive with what? Think of breakfast of Cholmoid. Rabbi Chanina. He ate an esrog. He ate his esrog for breakfast, but he used the rest of it for lulav and esrog. He took a bite and used the rest afterwards. And the Gemara had no problems with that. The only problem, the Gemara says, how can you eat before davening, before you shake a lulav? That was the only kasha the Gemara had. The Gemara had no problem with taking an esrog with a bite on the third day Chol HaMoed. So Tosfos said, give out what's going on. This is the Rabban, that's the Rabban. So Tosfos gave you Terutzim. Come on, you guys remember, what were the Terutzim? Come on, let's go. Chosa versus Hadar, maybe Hadar is different than the Ravids. Please bring back memories. This command of Lysa, come on, this whole story. But because Tosfos was so committed to learning the Sugya and Daf Lamed as referring to the Rabbanans, because Tosfos held that way, therefore they were forced to learn on the bottom of Lamed Aleph that the Machloikis Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel was Mitzvah Aveira under Rabbanans, which sets the stage for the Shagas Aryeh. So the Shagas Aryeh is whole Shtuk Torah here by Mara. Shagas Aryeh is 6 months away from Sukkot. He's sitting by the Leil HaSeder. Someone coming to him with some stolen Gush Katif lettuce. And the guy wants to know, can I eat the lettuce or not? So the Shagas Aryeh says, the answer to that question doesn't lie in Chodesh Nisan. It lies in Chodesh Tishrei. And I roll the clock forward or back 6 months. Or 7 months if it's a Shonabu Beres. You got to go back to Chasukah. And he says to Shagas Aryeh, you got to First of all, you have to decide the Machlokes Rambam and the Rosh, what was wrong with Matzah Gzul in the first place. If you go down the root of the Rosh, it was Matzah Schem, it's a Din Prati, the Hekesh is going to kill you, you're done, your history. But if you deny the Hekesh, and you believe in the Rambams, and the Rishamis, Mitzvah, and the Veira, then you go back to the Chiddush Tishrei, and you learn the Sugya Daf Lamed, and you come to the realization that it's a Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, it's an unresolved Machlokes Rabbi Shainim. But you can only go down that route if Tosfos is right. And Tosfos is only right because Tosfos learned that the whole Sugya Daf Lamed is talking to Rabbanans. Which great Rishon would never ever dream of learning the Gemara that way? In a million years would never learn the Gemara that way. Besides the Balamor, what great Rishon? The Mechamis, because the Mechamis learned. What was the Ramban's big breakthrough on Daf Lamed? That when the Gemara is talking about a Lulav on Yom Sheni, what's the Gemara talking about? It's talking what? It's talking Diaraisa and the Kalulav. The Rabbanan Kalulav doesn't enter to the scene until 10 blot later. Right? This brings back memories, no? Long time ago, right? So you realize that when you paskin, I always tell you guys, it's a picture. You can't just say, I'm going to paskin this Shiloh. I come and ask a guy a Shiloh on Pesach night. So if he's not a real Pesach, he says, okay, we'll open up, quick art school, quick Hilchas Maragrozel. We'll look up the Sif Kotlin and Maragrozel. No. You can't do that. You have to get the whole picture. You have to say, wait a second, Mor HaGozel. Oh, first you have to paskin Rambam and Rosh about how do you learn Matzaschem. Yeah, no, maybe so. Then you got to go within the Shita Se Rambam, is the Mitzvah of Aveira. That's not a Matzah Shaila. It's really a Lulav Shaila, which in turn is a further back Lulav Shaila, B'chagis Tazim and the Ramban. A whole unresolved question, B'chavas and Ramaz, in the first 6 months of Lulav HaGozel. Not 6 months, we haven't learned Lulav HaGozel, but the first couple of weeks of Lulav HaGozel. So Rabbi say this is all the Shekhar Sayyid's presentation. So the Shekhar Sayyid took one look at the Shaila Mor HaGozel, and he said, oh, you got to learn Kol HaTaku, you got to learn Lulav HaGozel to figure out what the answer is. Not about a Lulav HaGozel, but Mor HaGozel. It all depends on this whole picture. But the bottom line is it all boils down to, really, yesterday Shia, Ram and Rosh. If you go down the Rosh, Hekesh is going to do you in, nothing to discuss. If you go down the route of the Ramam, then we can negotiate.
If you
want
to go the Hekesh route, don't you run into the problem that you've always been running into?
Oh, you tell me. You answer that question. It's a double service. All this Gaval Gakasha, the second person in the last 2 hours, yes, is Kasha, right? Did you ask Ms. Kasha? Who asked Ms. Kasha? Somebody, you asked Ms. Kasha, right? Did you ask Kasha? Yeah, I think you asked the same Kasha. Namely, maybe you didn't preface it with Dafyomi question, but right, it was the same Kasha. Okay, but you were Mechavit to Dafyomi. So the question that's being presented in this side of the room is, wait a second. The whole source to disqualify Matzah Gzula wasn't really a pasuk by Matzah Gzula, it was really a pasuk by Isa Gzula. And it was a Gzera Shava of Lechem Lechem. Now you're going to take a Dovra Lobe Gzera Shava and now plug it into a Hekesh. Right? You're going to go from, you're going to do a three, it's like checkers. You're going to jump over, make a double jump here. Is that what you do sometimes in checkers?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's been a long time to play checkers. So I'm jumping from challah to matzah, and I'm jumping from matzah to maror. Isn't that a terrible, flagrant violation of a dover halamid? See if we can remember what that's even called. A dover halamid be what? Because there was shava ein echeizim halamid be hekesh. What's the answer? It's not kachim. It's only by Kachim. Remember the Gemara says, beginning of Ezim Mekayim, and it's only by Kachim. The Gemara says, Machloik is about if the Lamed is Chulin and the Malamed is Kachim, and Meiser, when you go Basa Lamed, Basa Malamed, but everyone agrees if it's Kulo Chulin, of course you could jump and go all in all directions. So the Gemara has Gzer, those who didn't learn Daf Yomi, so the Gemara has a special Gzer Sakosos in the beginning of Perk Ezim Mekayim about that there's a difference between the way the Midrash and Tanach Rashi's are played out in Kachim and contrast to Kol Tarakula. And the Gemara derives this from Sukkim. There are certain limitations. So one of the limitations is that Ein Lamed and Lovin Min Alamed, and then the Gemara has 16 different possibilities. I think it's 16 because it's 4 different Midrash times 4. So it's 16 different permutations. It's a Dover Lovin Min Yanav, Chosim Lovin Min Kavachim. Every one of the Midrash, either Kavachim, Zerah Shavas, Hekesh, or... let's see. The Gemara had Kavachomer, Binyanav, Hekesh, and Gzeres Shava. So the Gemara had 4 times each one. It was 2-3 days of Daf Yomi, taking up, trying to figure out what all the rules are. But that's all irrelevant. That's only when you're interested. It's such a brisky already, so Shaku and Kachim, you forgot there's a Kol Tarkula outside of Kachim. Kol Tarkula doesn't bother us, yeah.
Can you assume that the Hekesh is a Din Prati? Why would you be able to think the Hekesh in the first place if Marv is not as a Durabana?
No, that means called the Tikkun Rabbani King. There is a Tikkun. Yeah. Well, that's what happened with Lulav.
Lulav's a little different. What was the nature of Nirvana Lulav on the second day? The mitzvah of the rice was in the mikdash, right?
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, so the details change a little bit, but at the end of the day, now it's the Rabbanan. So the same way you have that model, that mitzvah deraisa we insist on, that's what Tosafot says, that mitzvah deraisa, everybody insists. Even Shmuel insisted on mitzvah of Yaveir apostling. Once it's the Rabbanan, the rules change. So to over here, yeah, it's not exactly the same.
Yeah. Same
okay, so Dr. Berman's pointing out that maybe we only find precedent that Shmuel was naked by the Rabbanans, by mitzvahs such as Zeich LeMikdash, which we all know are not real derabanans. Well, maybe some of us know that, but others of us probably don't know that, because remember the Brisker Rav, this is all part of the whole part of the whole Brisker Rav Shibotar about whether Zeich LeMikdash are really the mitzvah derabanan of Lulav, or it's really a separate mitzvah, almost a Zeich LeMikdash. But the second side is assuming that's all the, none of this really matters. He wasn't thinking those terms. Okay, good. So basically that was just mamash the Shirayim from yesterday. We still got a couple of odds and ends left in this sugya. So again, let's go back to this Gzeir Shavah that may not exist, or at least at one stage in the Gemara existed. Gzeir Shavah exists. Whether it has any application for Lachem is unclear. So Matzah Shem Maaseh Sheini, that was the one case in the Gemara, according to the Man Yomar, that Maaseh Sheini is Mamon Gavoah. That should have been a real problem for Matzah. And the Ram turned around and said, it's not a problem. Why? Because Briskura and Reb Chaim, we spoke about last week. So then the Rosh is telling us, stolen Matzah, that's a real problem. Okay, I mean, maybe it's a real problem. We're not even sure it's a real problem, but those are, according to the Rosh, should be a big problem. No, come on. Matzah Shabbat Hashani, we don't usually have. Guys breaking into matzah bakeries, unlikely. Give me something a little more practical, more down to earth. Give me a real shayla, a real potential concern of Lachem by matzah. I'll give you a great one.
Yeah.
What?
When you're eating at...
You're eating somebody else's Seder. You're a guest at somebody else's house. Including your own parents' house, for that matter, because in pure Dini Mamanis, so I'm sorry to report to all the Bakram here, that everything belongs to your parents. Apidin, out of the goodness of the heart, they're letting you partake of the food. They're not mechutu. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis that until 6 years old, so the din is that a parent, father's mechutu to support his children. After the age of six, he's allowed to insist the child should go out to work. So the Gemara says that it's not a nice thing to do. You should try to support them a little more, a few more years until they finished third grade, whatever, sixth grade, I don't know. Something, you should try to support them a little bit. And the Gemara says that if you don't, so then we're going to take you to task. We're going to be kli for you out tzedakha. Mamash, when a parent is supporting a child after the age of six, it's mamash tzedakha. I remember the first time I ever heard of this halachma. Remember, I think I had just turned seven, if I'm not mistaken. I remember my father, Avashalom, so he took out a sefer at the time, and he read this paragraph together with me, saying, I don't know what sefer was, said that, I don't know if it was Ksubas or Rama, I don't think I could have read without dots at the time, so I don't know what he was reading out of exactly, but I remember he was explaining to me that now that I've turned seven, I'm on my own. So he said, he's still going to be nice to me, he'll still buy an ice cream once in a while, but I shouldn't expect anything. He said, we got to set down the law. I remember, maybe he did it with a smile, but I don't know, I guess that was just... Okay, anyway, Baruch Hashem, he's kept on supporting me for many, many years. He still sends even the Acha, even from the Olam Emes, he still sends down drops of goods every once in a while. Okay, so, Rabbi Yisai, a guy comes and sits on somebody else's Seder, the Balabas, or the father hands him a piece of matzo. Stop, it's not Lachem, or is it? So if you hold like the Rambam, that there is no din of Lachem. The Rambam said, Gezula, Matzah Gezula is no good because Mitzvah of Aveir, the Yerushalmi, and the din of Lachem got rejected along the way. Good, so Zion, then there's not a problem. But if you go down the root of the Rosh, Shavah Deraisa, there aren't that many Mitzvah Achila Deraisa left. There's all of one. We only have one Mitzvah Achila Deraisa. The Mitzvah of eating the Sukkah, according to many, is not even really Achila, if you want to see Yeshiva. There are very, very few Mitzvahs Deraisa. You know, of Achila, probably this is the only real bona fide mitzvah Achila derais that we have, Nebuch Bezmanas, that we have left. And according to the Rosh, you're not Yotze, if you're eating in somebody else's house, Anu Chumra, what do you have to do? If the Babish buy, you know, these guys are Matana, you gotta make a Babish a formal kid. Look, Shabbat Adav Zemiyahab, Jews have been eating matzah, they've been eating in other people's houses, kids have been eating by their parents' dorm for quite some time. And somehow nobody seemed to like the Gemara doesn't say I'm a Rav Tzorech Lachnas as a Matzah the whole B'nai HaSeder. Never heard of such a thing. I remember there was a sefer that came out that years ago with a Seder HaAruch. It's a long you know, two volume thing about everything you ever wanted, every possible nuance that could go wrong with the Seder, every possible shot that could possibly happen. So I remember when the sefer came out, so Rabbi Simon told me that one of the older librarians used to be one of the, you know, I'm not mistaken, remember before your time even, An old European man who's been in the library for 60 years. So he was looking at this big jar, you know, this the compendium of everything everyone knew to say to her. So he turned to her and said, you know, we Jews, we've been making starim for 3,500 years, and everyone figured out how to do it. And these big encyclopedias. My father, you're a piece of matzah, you're a piece of matzah. No one ever thought about a chumrah. So the emphasis is that if you look in the conventional poskim, you don't even see this idea that you have to be kind of the matzah. I've never heard of such a thing. So there's a Sfas Emes in his Perush and Maseches Pesachim. Sfas Emes wrote, besides all his Perush and Chumash, he wrote a running Perush and many Maseches in the Gemara. In Kachim, and he's very, very good at everything. He doesn't need my approval. In Kachim, he became very popular because there's not that much, at least until the last 30 years ago, there wasn't that much written on Kachim. So any sefer that came out on Kachim became almost like became a bestseller right away. Remember, Sitton Ruff told me that he wrote a sefer on Kalim, and he wrote a sefer on Parah. So he was talking to me once why he wrote a sefer on those things. He asked me why he wrote a sefer on Bechira. So I turned the question back at him and asked him, why did he write a sefer on Parah? So he said that he feels that writing a sefer on Parah, you get the highest, you know, bang for your buck. You get the greatest proportion of people reading it that exists. He said, you write a sefer about Metziah, so there are 50,000 people learning about Metziah in the world. So if you get 20 people who are going to read your sefer, that's, you know, that's not bad. So you get an 0.001% of people who are actually in the parasha to read it. You write a sefer on Parah. So it's true there are only 5 people in the whole world learning Parah right now, but all 5 of them are going to read the Sefer because there's nothing else. So you get 100% kickback. I mean, it's not a way to make money, but it's just a way to feel that you've advanced the cause of higher research in Masechet Torah in the world. So to over here, Svasemus wrote on Kachim, so everybody was reading it. But Svasemus also wrote other Masechet, he wrote on Psachim, Lochaser, other Rechavarim, and Psachim, Afal Bichain. He's very, very excellent Torah. Again, doesn't need my Haskama. So Svasemus in the second paragraph of Psachim raises this question. He says, Taka big pella. If the Oilim sits down by a Seder, and no one's mocked to be mocked in the matzah, one to another. So according to the Rambam, I understand, according to Rosh, Shalva derais, Shalva vina yaitse, midirais, matzaschem. So we should Taka tell everybody to do it. Taka drukhanam, we should Taka encourage people, they should be mocked in the matzah. Okay, again, the Chibus, the cover the Heligus, Svasemis, Meister Shuchnoch doesn't say it, Ramot doesn't say it, Mogravon doesn't say it, so nobody has said, Lameister, the conventional wisdom, we never heard of such a thing. So what's Pshat? What's the Birah Dover? So, that would be a further Shaila. If you're allowed to give him a ton on Shabbos, you know, so we learned this Masechet Shabbos, that even though you're not allowed to give him a ton on Shabbos, but the Rishonim of Medayek, there's a Mordechai and Beit says, Medayek, that the Mokom Mitzvah you're allowed. Assuming there's a Mokom Mitzvah. If you hold, you need it, then it's a Mokom Mitzvah. If you don't need it, maybe it's a Mokom Mitzvah. So there's a Mordechai as a Diyak, that it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter to give him a ton of Mokom Mitzvah? Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's too complicated. Really. Why is that's what the Seder Aruch has in his book. So why is it Mutter B'Mokom Mitzvah? Anyone remember? Asher, you were with us on Shabbos days, huh? Yeah, a long time ago. So why is it if usually assumed the Rabbanan not lifted B'Mokom Mitzvah just like that? So why is it Mutter B'Mokom Mitzvah Mutter? I can't open my store B'Mokom Mitzvah. I can't sell Lulavim on Yom Tov B'Mokom Mitzvah. I can give it as a Matana. So if you hold the Matana's also Al Tzmech Memker. So why is it lifted b'mokom mitzvah? So the Yerucha Shulchan writes that he thinks the reason why it's lifted b'mokom mitzvah, the Rishonim have rise from the Gemara. The Mordechai has rise from the Gemara. The Gemara is in the Feirush. You're allowed to give a lulav and esrei. The Matan was lahachzer. The Gemara tells Rabbi Gamliel give to Rabbi Shua, give to Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says Pemola. You're allowed to give a Matan was lahachzer on the Shabbos for the purpose of lulav and esrei. But I can't open my store. I can't be a lulav dealer. I can't be an esrei merchant on Yom Tov. Even if the guy's going to pay late, even though there's no Tulpa Mukhtz, I can't charge him money for it, so what's the difference? So Chashulchan writes that he thinks that Me'ikimikra Din Matana really shouldn't be also in Shabbos and Yom Tov altogether. Because there are two reasons in the Rishonim why you're not allowed to give Matanas in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So one is, remember, back from Shabbos days? So one is because of Gzeri Shem Yichtov, Rashi and Beitzer, it's Gzeri afraid you're going to write. And number two, the Psukhim Nishayom, so Cheftz Chavad Abedavar, just business transactions, even if they don't get any writing, just business per se. It's just not, that's not Shabbos like that. We're supposed to be on Shabbos. So the Chashulchan argues that really neither reason applies to Matana. So, Gzeri Shem Yichtov, you're going to write down. If I'm selling you something, so I want to keep a record of it, I didn't charge you, I'm going to pay, I need to receive it. Every time I give you a gift, I buy you a gift and I give you a bar mitzvah gift, so I insist to write it down. Maybe you have to write down to remember to write a thank you card. But you're not going to, people don't write down Matanas, you write down Mechiras. And similarly, Mimtzei Chetzucha V'da B'dover, that Pasuk Mimtzei Chetzucha, that sounds like the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want the Navi's quote, Kipi Hashem Diber, we don't want you to be doing buying and selling your business transaction, that's a stira to Shabbos. Giving a gift, stira to Shabbos. Even if he's not going to use it on Shabbos, it's not a stira to Kiddush Shabbos. So Tapa, why is Matar Osir? So it's not really, really Osir. I mean, it's Osir, but it's not really Osir. What does that mean? Al Korchach, it was almost like a gezeira, almost like an extension. Like Chazal felt that if we're going to let matanis happen, it's almost like a gezeira to mechira. I don't know if it's a formal gezeira, not in the spirit of it. Whatever it is, it's not a real issa, bona fide issa in the first place. Says the Yerachah Shulchan, it's not really on par with mechira. It's not the same as having a store open. So therefore, the Yerachah Shulchan says, if it would have been a real issa, it would have been also bacha mitzvah. Also, the reason why Chazal lifted it because it was never really also in the first place. Like Mashal Ma David Daimer. Like things like Ofta Dechol, like Tirchit Seira, those kinds of things generally become Mutav Mokha Mitzvah. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in the end of Masechah Shabbos that you're not allowed to schlep a lot of stuff. Let's say you have like a lot of big piles of grain, which are all edible. It's not Muktzah, it's big piles of grain sitting in the way. So you're not supposed to start schlepping them. You're not allowed to be Mefanam from one place to another. It's a Tirchit, it's a Dizayin, it's a Tirchit Seira and Shabbos. But the Mishnah says, what if you need room for a Beis Medrash? You need room to daven Shachris, you need room to learn there. So then the Mishnah says, then you're allowed to move him out of the way. Why? Aye, but it's Osir. So the answer is, these are not really Surim. These are Tircha Yaseirish, Amola, you know, those kinds of things that are almost not really Osir, but they're just not in the proper spirit of Shabbos. So Chazal lifted those kinds of things from Makom Mitzvah. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That's what Matonos are generally Mutter from Makom Mitzvah and Shabbos and Yom. Fine. So when you're exactly going to give this matzah, either before or on Yom Tov, I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, is the Sfasemis claims you have to do it, and the Olam doesn't really do it. So why doesn't the Olam do it? What's the Limitzchus? So the Chorah, the Limitzchus is based on a Rush. I put the Rush in the Mamre Kavos, the Rush in Maseches Kedushin. The Rush discusses, there's a din, when you, Mekadosh and Isha, you have to own the ring. So the first question they ask you under the Chuppah, the Maseches Kedushin, yes, is this ring yours? So 9 out of 10 times the guy answers, yes, it is. Sometimes the Tzadik Kedushin will press it a little bit and say, did you buy it with your own money? And that's where things start to get a little touchy, because who says he has any money? He has all the money saved up from before he was 6 years old. So the guy says, yeah, I went to the store, I bought it myself with my parents' credit card. Parents' credit card, and it's your parents. He said, once in a while, the Tzadik Kedushin has to think quickly under the chuppah. You have to pull the fire. Could you please give it to your son as a matana gemura without any strings attached? It should belong to him. Fine. So that's something you have to do. So the ring has to belong to the chassan. So what if the chassan says, Pe mole, it's not my ring. I borrowed it from my friend. That's no good. Give the kash nisha with a tabashu. It's not yours. That's the ABCs of kinyan kesef. You have to give the kesef. So comes the Russian says that he noticed in Germany, he was the rav in Germany. He was a rav before he got thrown out and he ran away to Spain. So he says he noticed that people used to use tabal shulos. They used to use borrowed rings. And there's a big talk in the Rishonim how that worked exactly. So the Rush says, Mistapa, one can defend the practice of borrowed rings based on the following. Let's say I go to Reuven, I say, Reuven, I want to borrow this ring from you because I'm getting married tomorrow. And you know, he likes the ring. It's very nice, you know, beautiful ring. So I want to borrow this ring and I'm using it to get married. So comes the Russian and says, everybody knows that the ring has to belong to the chassan. The other guy we borrowed from also got married once. He remembers the ring has to belong to the chassan. So even though Reuven says, you know, can I borrow the ring? He didn't really mean to borrow the ring. He really means I want to use the ring for the purposes of Kedushin, i.e. I'm asking you to do what to me? To be in effect, mock the ring, to give it to me as a matana. Now again, maybe the wife will give back, maybe she won't give back, and they'll figure out the mumminess later, but any time, says the Rush, that you're quote-unquote borrowing something, but it's understood from context that you really want to own that item, and the other person is more than happy to give it to you, so even though the right Lushan and Dinam Omnis maybe wasn't used, but again, Dinam Omnis depend much more on what the person's intent was than what the literal, you know, colloquialisms that he used. So borrow really means, can I have? So can I have the ring? So the Rush uses such a svar, like I'm a kedusha, but Asia is deraisha. So the Rush is willing to in a sense, accept that. He's willing to accept marriages based on that svar. The Rush is the same thing in the Chassidus. The Gemara says that if you have a borrowed beged, we should learn about this, tala shu'ula, right? A borrowed beged is not chayv in tzitzis. So the Rush writes, let's say I go to you and I say, can I borrow your talus with the strings on? I say, I forgot my talus. I want to borrow your talus to daven in today. So I used the wrong wash. I used borrowed. So how can I take the talus and make a bracha? It's a shadow of a bracha of a tala. It's not mine. What's the answer? It's understood. If I'm borrowing the talis, quote unquote, to use for the mitzvah, so what I really meant to say is, I want you to give me the talis. And it's understood that I don't want, you don't want to give me the talis forever. So it's almost like built into the system. It's a kilo is a matan ras lahachzir. So comes the Russian, says that's okay. So you use the wrong lashon, that's all right. As long as everyone understood that that's the context, that would be okay.
Matan ras lahachzir may work with talis, but it doesn't work with kishin, right?
Isn't it? Well, okay. So that gets a little bit tricky. What's going to happen with that ring in the end? That's a whole other issue, right? That's another story, right? It's another different story, right. But again, at the end of the day, we're not learning the nuances of Kedushin right now, we're just extracting that idea that the Rush is very easy to take a flawed Lashon and say, oh, come on, we all know what the person wants to do. So the understood Kavanah, the Umdana, the Muchach, the Gemara says in the Sefer of Basra, the Divrei Dvarim Shebleiv Einam Dvarim. That means when there's no clear umdana de muchach, if it's clear as day, but everybody wants, and just everyone just fumpkin and said the wrong thing, so then of course you follow what the ikar kavana is. So lechora, that's what's going on at the seder. I come to somebody's house, the guy invites me to the seder, and he hands me a piece of matzah. So you're going to tell me that he doesn't really want me to own the matzah. No, he doesn't want me to own the matzah. But he doesn't want me. He invited me to the seder. He wants me to. He's paying $2 a pop for a slice of matzah. So of course he wants all his guests to be yetzir mitzvah. He wants me to be yetzir. I want to be yetzir. So not everybody was privileged to learn the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rush with the Shagasai, with the Sfasem, says tiny with that. But at the end of the day, the poshut balabos, all he wants is that everyone should go. He wants everyone to be able to sing in a few hours. Chasal siddur pesach kechol mishpata v'chukasa. He doesn't want somebody to walk away and find out the next day when he comes to the rabbi shir, oh, he wasn't yetzir the night before because it wasn't matzaschem. It's understood. Everybody wants everyone to be yetzir with the seder. So mistama, that's what the olim zok. Mistama, that's what the olim zok. And this is even better than the Rush. It's case by Kedushin. Why? Because here, what do you mean you're not giving me the matzah to keep? Where's the matzah going? I mean the matzah. It's going down the tubes. It's going down my esophagus. It's not coming back to you. So you really want to, you're going to take me to a din Torah. Imagine, you invite me for a meal, you give me food, and then you take me to a din Torah later to pay back for the food. Of course, there's a built-in stipulation. It was Nimnu V'Gom, it was Hisnu B'Famish came out, that he's giving it to me B'Torah's matzah. The Rishonim have a discussion, Tumas Hadeshin has a Shaila about, from Tumas Hadeshin, you can never really tell whether it really happened or not, because his Shailas were made up Shailas. He had Shtikl Torah, so he wrote Shailas to make the Shtikl Torah more exciting. So he discusses the Shaila about, I guess this was the equivalent of a YU Connects event back in Germany in the 1400s. So there was a Bocher, young man and a young woman together, sitting at a Shabbos table, whatever it was. I don't know, the same side of the table, different time how they did singles events, but there was an unmarried boy and girl, and I guess they were talking, and I guess they hit it off well. So they figured, we have to bother going on dates for such a waste of time. Said, we're going to get married anyway. So he picks up a bowl of cholent, and I don't know if it was cholent, a piece of chicken, or a piece of gefilte fish, whatever, and he says, Rebbe Kudesh, in front of two other people there, the two ate them there. Cholent, so mazel tov. Mishim Kudesh is or not. So some one at a time. He doesn't own the cholent. The cholent is the balabos. He's a gazlan on the cholent. Not his cholent. It's the balabos is cholent. And then I say, what do you mean it's a balabos cholent? When you invite somebody to your house, imagine, the guy comes to your house, eat the Shabbos meal, and then you send him a bill, send him a check at the end for a credit card, and put on a gratuities also. So obviously, if I invite somebody to my house, any food that they pick up and they eat, so it's understood that that's their food. So the guy picks up a bowl of cholent, it's understood that he's cutting the cholent. So unless you want to argue, the balabas has in mind to be mocked to the cholent, to the guy who's going to eat it, not to the meshugan who's going to use it in Mekadosh Nisha. I'm not running a wedding hall here, I'm not running a catering event there. I mean, I guess it looks good for a YU Connects. You know, we had a Shabbos meal. We always like to say how many marriages came out of this event. It came out, not out of the event, came out of the event. So we haven't yet pulled off one of those. So they were more successful in the days of Tumas Hadesh. They got married younger, because people never didn't live so long. So people Bakoshi lived to 30, so you wait till 29 to get married, and so you have to get married earlier, so they got married when they were 30. No, but the Eved, the conditions of Chalz, didn't have it, no, Chatos Eved, they didn't have it. Okay, mitzvah b'peir. Anyway, getting back to the story. So the bottom line is that the Olam doesn't seem to be so machped. There are some Yechidei Skula who are machped on this, but most people are not so machped about this. Before I was married, so I would always, my father would always buy the matzah, and I would always go to my father every yom tov and ask him, okay, I'm going to buy this matzah, this will be my matzah. So he would never charge me for it. It was matana, pick it up, maybe he should. So I used to do this when I was when I used to go to my in-laws for a yantif in the early years. I used to do the same thing. Now Baruch Hashem, I've been home for the last many psachim. So I'm the malabas. Now the question is, do I insist that the other people buy it? So I don't make everyone crazy. I always have in mind, everyone, whatever. If you have a piece of matzah, you pick up and stick in your mouth, so that matzah will be yours. And everyone should know that Shalom Yisrael, no one knows any pickbook that the matzah is not called Lachem. I remember I was giving a shiur about this. I think it's my Shabbos Gadol Rosh this past year. I was talking about Matzaschen. So I was talking about those who are machmir, about that they walk around and machmir all the people at the table, all the kids and all the guests, piece of matzahs. So I remember, so my boys were sitting next to me, so I said, you don't do that. I said, I do that, I just don't tell you that I do that. I said, I do that. So they go, we don't know about it. You know, what do you have to know about it? What do we call that? Das what? Das chas machnoso. That works. It works there, Isa. Das chas machnoso. So according to some, one day in Taisa it works there, Isa. For this chumra, it works there, Isa. It's good enough. Anyway, so that was just the shirayim. It was all the shirayim of yesterday's sugya. I thought it was going to take us 10 minutes. I thought we were going to start the next segment. We'll have to Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We'll start the next segment. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll start off the Matzah. What was the next segment? Matzah Shel Tevel. Esrog Shel Tevel. Esrog Shel Tevel. Matzah Shel Tevel. The combination, really, of the... Yeah, what's the name of the sugya? The sugya is Esrog Shel Tevel. Yeah, but the whole sugya is Matzah Shel Tevel. Okay. So hopefully we'll talk about that the next couple of days.